This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Minister says ban on smoking in public places not intended to harass smokers. Climate change projects to be implemented at local government level, and one authority now responsible for reproductive health. The details after the break.
How in this bus I read, sir? My foot them tired, but right now.
Mine too.
Look by you. How old you be?
9.
What time your bus a come?
What time is yours coming?
I asked you.
I asked you too.
I follow you, follow me, little boy. Need for this stress right now.
Me too. So give me a journal, sir.
Don't let them copy your bad habit. They live in your world too. A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is emphasizing that the ban on smoking in public places is not intended to harass smokers. Minister Ferguson says the ban, which takes effect July 15, is aimed at reducing non-communicable diseases on the island.
I don't believe we can try to police this thing by going a kind of witch hunting kind of thing. We have to recognize that over time, as the public information become more available and persons recognizing that there is this ban on smoking in public space, that you're going to see less and less of this kind of wanton non-regard for citizens.
Minister Ferguson was addressing a post-sectoral debate press briefing at Jamaica House on Wednesday, where he clarified aspects of the Public Health Tobacco Control Regulations 2013. He adds that the ministry is making preparations for smokers to receive counseling to help them quit, as well as to help persons who have not started smoking to understand that tobacco smoking poses a serious risk to their health. There will be a significant increase in the number of personnel who deliver pharmacy services in the public health sector come August. The move will see a total of 155 pharmacists, up from 50, 101 pharmacy technicians and 64 supply chain staff in pharmacies across 23 hospitals, as well as health centers which offer pharmacy services. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says those transferred to the new service will receive better remuneration, improved benefits and working conditions.
With a better motivated staff, efficiency gained from the unique GOJ card, improved facilities, we will revolutionize pharmacy services in Jamaica so that there will be a technology-driven, customer-focused, efficiently managed service for the first time in the history of this country.
Minister Ferguson was making his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The government will facilitate a partnership between the municipality of Portmore and the city of Hagen in Germany in formulating and implementing climate change projects at the local government level. This will be done through the Climate Change Advisory Committee. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says a situational analysis was conducted on Portmore, resulting in several projects being identified for implementation. One such is the implementation of a complete solar energy system for the Portmore Heart Academy.
Funding is already approved and inspection of the building is to start for the placement of the solar panels. To complement this, training of engineers in solar energy technology will commence in the third quarter of this year.
Minister Pickersgill was making his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Wednesday. And Jamaica now has one authority for sexual and reproductive health following the integration of the National Family Planning Board and some aspects of the National HIV Program. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this initiative will address the issue of the absence of one clearly identifiable AIDS authority.
The integrated organization will give effect to one of the key strategies outlined in Vision 2030. Which is to expand and improve integration of family planning, maternal and child health, sexual and reproductive health, and HIV/AIDS into primary health care.
Dr. Ferguson says the sustainability of the HIV program has been at the forefront of discussions for more than a year, as more than 80% of the amount spent on the program each year was from external funding. The implementation of one authority for sexual and reproductive health became effective in April 2013. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.